The New Orleans-based consumer watchdog group Alliance for Affordable Energy will hold 3 town hall meetings tonight to give new financial information about the proposed private equity takeover of Pineville-based Clico Corporation. A judge ruled yesterday that the proposed sale of Clico is not in the public interest. An investor group has agreed to purchase Clico for nearly $5 billion as part of a leveraged buyout. Alliance for Affordable Energy CEO Casey DeMoss is working to stop the buyout. She says the utility will be saddled with more than $1 billion of new debt, and that exposes customers to rate hikes and instability.
It's going to put tremendous risk onto the company that serves Central Louisiana customers. The risk is significant, and it's risk that the current Clico company does not have. This foreign equity firm, Macquarie, is buying Clico with different kinds of debt.
Clico agreed to a sale offer in 2014 for Macquarie Infrastructure and Real Assets in combination with 2 other investment groups. The deal was approved by Clico shareholders. The Louisiana Public Service Commission could vote on whether the sale goes through on Wednesday. DeMoss says putting the utility in private hands strips it of all it's been built upon.
It was started in Bunky, Louisiana as an ice-making company and has had just a tremendous relationship with the Central Louisiana community. And so many people in Central Louisiana have worked for Clico. They own stock in Clico. It is really seen as a community company.
The town hall meetings will disclose new financial information about the deal recently made public by an administrative law judge. The meetings are set for 5 o'clock tonight in Manny, Madisonville, and New Iberia. Clico serves approximately 286,000 customers.